Okay, hi listeners, and welcome to today's podcast. I'm Andy Hanasek, Editor-in-Chief of the National Provisioner, and today I have the pleasure of sitting down and talking to Kerry Doughty, President and CEO of Butterball, regarding some really cool news that Butterball released a couple weeks ago at this point, but I wanted to get some analysis of the news on the expanded corporate citizenship program that they announced. And I figured, you know, Kerry, you would be the one to go to find the real deal scoop here on what this means and how great of a news release it is. So thanks for joining me today, Kerry.
My pleasure.
So in your own words, first and foremost, Kerry, what the expansion of this program at Butterball really means to the company. You know, we can read the release all we want, and you know, there's always good information in there. There's nothing to take away from the release. It's good stuff. But in your own words, what does this mean to the company, and what benefits do you think the company is going to get from the initiatives that are set forth in this program?
Well, I think you'll hear three things from me across our conversation repeatedly: transparency, innovation, and responsibility. As we talk about our Butterball Traditions and Purpose citizenship program, it's not new, but the vehicle has become much more robust in that we're clearly communicating what our goals are and how we want to focus on continuous improvement and measurement of those goals. We want to be more efficient in evaluating what we're doing and communicating those changes to both our associates and our customers and consumers. We think it'll be a driver that's always challenging us to continuous improvement. And at the end, we want to deliver more than just products and services to our customers and consumers to meet their expectations.
Right, and the way the market has gone, that makes a lot of sense. So you mentioned, and you know, that was going to be one of the things I asked. You know, most of these programs are not new; they've already been in place. But are there any? Is this announcement bringing forth any unique additions to the overall program? You mentioned the communication and kind of the measurements and things like that. Is there anything particularly interesting or groundbreaking in terms of how you're measuring and auditing and looking at some of these things to make sure you're on point?
You know, as you mentioned earlier, there's no real rocket science here, if you will. It's a matter of stating what our priorities are, how we're going to chase them, measuring our performance against those priorities, and asking ourselves to stretch, if you will. We don't plan on it being a one-and-done program as we lay it out. We want to communicate against these objectives, our performance, on a regular basis to both of our associates and our customers and consumers. And I think the key point, you ask, what's the difference? What are you going to be doing differently now than you were in the past? And one thing that we've really set on is engaging our associates. They are absolutely our most valuable asset. And as they understand what these goals and objectives are and what their part is in those goals and objectives, everybody wins. The company wins, the associates win, and our customers and consumers win.
Well, and I'm sure one of the side benefits of that, and maybe you've already experienced it here in the couple weeks that you've kind of formally announced this program, is engaging those employees. Those who are doing it really, really well, regardless of whatever program or bucket you're talking about, you know, they're kind of rising to the top in the sense of they now have a way of being acknowledged for what they're doing, whereas when you don't have a formalization of this program, sometimes that gets lost in the shuffle, I'd imagine, right?
Absolutely. You know, a key example would be our animal care and well-being program and our focus on that. And if you looked at two things that are probably going to separate us from competition, things that our customers and consumers care about more than ever, and we hear that all the time when we meet with customers, you know, they care about how we're treating our animals. And there are industry standards, and they're certainly acceptable, but our goal is to beat industry standards. And one of the key denominators there, if you will be how we communicate and engage our associates to make sure that every day, first and foremost, we're treating our animals with respect, and that we clearly communicate that we have a zero tolerance policy for anything out of the ordinary in regards to animal care and well-being.
So you mentioned the animal care and well-being, and I've witnessed the worker safety program, you know, being a gold standard kind of a program. The other programs, the other buckets, do they have a very? It sounds negative to ask it this way, but it's not a negative. Obviously, you're doing well in those areas, but do they have a long way to go to reach that same gold standard, or you know, maybe a couple steps? And what are some of the initiatives that you think will put those areas over the hump?
Well, I think in regards to safety, and you hit the nail on the head, we are the gold standard within the industry relative to how that safety is measured by the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and I won't go into all the numbers, but and all the key criteria from from the lost time incident rate to days away from work injury illness, days away restricted transfer, right on down the line, we have industry leading rates. Uh-huh. And the primary reason for that is we have a focus on associate safety in our facilities. Every meeting that started inside those facilities starts out with a review of our results against associate safety. And we know that if people being the heart of our business, that their safety, health, and satisfaction are among our top priorities, and we know that if our associates are safe, engaged, and happy, we're going to be very productive. So it all lends itself to a strong business platform.
Okay. What are some of the things?
I think, you know, to continue on that, we've done very well on associate safety. There's a reason for it. It's called focus. Mm-hmm. It's called transparency. It's called accountability. It's called communication. We have taken the same path towards animal care and well-being. Everybody talks about taking care of their animals to industry standards, and while that's certainly good for the industry, Butterball would like to be above industry standards in any metric of performance that's going to be measured. So, you know, looking at that specifically and talking about innovation, remember I talked about innovation, transparency, and responsibility, but when we talk about innovation with animal care and well-being, it was engaging an independent animal care and well-being advisory council and asking for their guidance and recommendations, and then working with the American Humane Association to come in and validate our adherence to a strict set of science-based criteria that goes beyond the industry standards. So, you know, again, focus, transparency, innovation, independent third-party organizations being the extra set of eyes for us day-to-day in our business to help us meet the standards that we not only set for ourselves but that our consumers and customers expect. I think in those two areas we're ahead of the curve and doing some really good things. When we look at the old adage was the three R's: reduce, reuse, and recycle, and they're still certainly there, but we've got to go beyond that. And I think we've got good numbers there. We had great numbers in 2013. We expect to have even better numbers in 2014. I'm not sure that it's earth-shattering in terms of our ability to reduce our use of paper, cardboard, reduce our use of energy, gas or oil, reduce our use of plastic, and, recycle our wood pallets. But those are all certainly things that we've seen year-to-year improvement on with focus and engagement from our associates. Looking at recycling and looking at, clearly one of the biggest components of that is our packaging, and almost 100% of our packaging is recyclable. There's one area that, honestly, that we are evaluating right now, and that's our fresh tray pack business that uses a foam delivery agent, if you will, mm-hmm. that is not recyclable, and it's something that we've introduced a new line of products in flex packaging that does open up some new doors for us in terms of the recyclability of that packaging. So, again, engagement in that area is just as much with our suppliers on what's available, not only to us but to the industry, and engaging those people to understand what our needs and expectations are, and our suppliers are able to bring new ideas, new processes, new products that help us to achieve our goals in terms of recycling.
Great, perfect. So you mentioned, you know, it's not a one and done type of announcement, and this is going to be an ongoing thing. How often, you know, you've set these standards and you've set these goals. How often do you expect to raise them? Is it going to be a, hey, we met that goal, here's the next goal kind of a thing? Or is it going to be an annual, an annual look at, here are all our goals, here's the ones we met, here's the ones we didn't meet, we're going to try and meet those again next year, et cetera, et cetera. How is it constructed from that perspective, just out of curiosity?
Sure, that's a good question. I think, goals and results against goals are only as good as the transparency of communication.
Mm-hmm.
We do expect to set annual goals against these key pillars, if you will. And as we're working on our what we would call our 2015 AOP, Annual Operating Plan, we will initiate new goals against this program for 2015 after we evaluate the actual results of 2014. It's also absolutely imperative to the success of this program that we're able to continuously update our associates and our customers as to our progress against these goals. So to your specific questions, we will be publishing results on a regular basis. I'd defer to Stephanie at this point as to whether that would be something between quarterly, certainly more than annual in terms of communication of our results. Quarterly sounds pretty comfortable to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then the goals and objectives themselves will be reestablished on an annual basis tied into our AOP.
Great. Kerry, is there anything else you wanted to add on this program and on this announcement or anything in general?
Well, you know, I think the key is challenging ourselves to be good stewards of all of our resources, and our associates are our number one resource. The birds in our care are a resource that we have to be pay significant attention to, and as citizens of the planet, if you will, we all have to be good stewards of the natural resources that we're using to produce products, to provide food and feed our customers and consumers out there.
Great. Kerry, thanks so much for your time, and I appreciate you going into a deeper analysis, a deeper dive on this announcement. Congratulations on the announcement, and good luck chasing those goals. I'll be certainly watching from my position here with the National Provisioner to see how you guys are doing and see how you guys do at the end of the kind of annual wrap-up, I guess, if you will. So thanks again for your time, and have a great day.
Thank you, Andy. Fantastic. Look forward to catching up with you again.